WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl, Avery Hart, and welcome back to Stoic.com, your daily dose of resilience and balance in this crazy world we call life. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to develop a positive self-talk game that would make even Beyoncé jealous. You know that voice inside your head? Yeah, the one that sometimes sounds like a grumpy old critic or a mischievous little gremlin. We're gonna learn how to turn that inner chatterbox into our own personal cheerleader. Ever felt like you're constantly battling negative thoughts? I can't do this, I'm not good enough, I always mess things up. You know the drill. Well, guess what? We have the power to rewrite those scripts and create a more positive, empowering narrative about ourselves. Think of it like upgrading your internal operating system from outdated negativity to high-performance positivity. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up that self-talk game. First off, become aware of your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. Don't judge them, just acknowledge them. You're not trying to eliminate negativity, but rather become conscious of it so you can start addressing it head-on. Think of it like catching a thought before it catches you sneaky, right? Next, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic chimes in with its negativity, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Most of the time, those critical voices are just spinning stories based on fear or past experiences. Remember, your brain is a powerful thing, but it can sometimes get stuck in old patterns. It's like that comfy couch you love, it feels good to be there, even if it's holding you back from exploring new possibilities. Third, reframe those thoughts into positive ones. Instead of I can't do this, try this might be challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. It's all about shifting your perspective. Instead of focusing on limitations, focus on opportunities for growth. Think of it like flipping a script, you've got the power to rewrite those negative lines into empowering affirmations. Now practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone faces challenges. It's okay to not be perfect. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you offer others. Remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, especially from yourself. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who uplift you, engage in activities that bring you joy, and seek out inspiring content. You know that saying, you are the company you keep? It's so true. The people around us and the things we consume have a huge impact on our mindset. Choose wisely, surround yourself with positivity and watch your self-talk transform. Speaking of transformation, let me tell you about this time I totally bombed a presentation at work. My heart was racing, my palms were sweating, and I felt like every word coming out of my mouth sounded like gibberish. My inner critic was going wild, you're so incompetent, it shrieked. This is a disaster. But then, I remembered the power of self-compassion and reframing thoughts. I took a deep breath, reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and focused on connecting with the audience. To my surprise, things started to turn around. The audience seemed engaged, and by the end, I even received some positive feedback. It was a reminder that even when we stumble, we can always get back up and keep going. So, remember, developing positive self-talk is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. A positive inner voice will empower you to face challenges head-on, achieve your goals, and live a more fulfilling life. You've got this. Now go out there, rock your day, and keep those positive vibes flowing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-love boost. Let's spread the positivity together. And until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.